We're talking at the 2017 National FFA Convention with one of our Proficiency Award winners from Oklahoma, Luke Muller. Luke, you won in the fiber crop proficiency. Tell me about your SAE.
So I have included in this fiber and oil crop area two different crops. Cotton, in my corner of the state, cotton is king and is actually the most profitable crop we have on our farm. And a couple years ago, we did integrate winter canola into our operation.
So tell me a little bit about both crops. Let's start maybe with the winter canola, first of all.
Okay. Winter canola, we implemented into our cropping system as an alternative to winter wheat. We were tired of the monotony. We were really looking for a different crop to put into our system. We didn't plant Roundup Ready because we didn't want that coming back and being a weed in the future, but just a good hybrid that we could just see a different look for that winter and have that broadleaf and could spray a couple different applications.
Well, let's talk then about the fiber side, the cotton crop. I know that's a very important crop for your family farm and for the area as well.
Yeah, so actually this year we planted the record amount of cotton in Martha Valley Farms history with 2,700 acres, and they're harvesting full bore right now. We have, I guess, 500 acres done and still going and chomping at it. Cotton is constantly changing with different applications you can put on it, especially with the new dicamba cotton and dealing with the issues in that. So it's been kind of neat. Cotton is very unique and not very many people know about that. So it's been cool to experience that.
Now this is a crop that does require some management.
Yes, it is a huge input crop. From start to finish, especially the seed cost is high. Making sure that you're watching it for any types of pests that'll get into it, and especially irrigation. We irrigate a large number of our acres, and most of that comes from the Lake Luger Alta system and also some of the wells we own in the area.
As you went through the interview process here in Indianapolis, how was the conversation? Did you have to do a lot of explaining about your cotton production system along the way, or what sort of questions were the judges interested in?
Actually, probably the most questions I got was how I work in that family environment and what my role is and how sometimes that's challenging for me personally.
So tell me about that.
I know working in the family environment, it is very rewarding for me. For anybody that has not grown up on a family farm operation, I don't think they'll ever get that experience and those responsibilities and duties that I have growing up. And there are some challenges, being the second son and not always getting my voice heard and putting my opinions forth. But just having that open dialogue has helped a lot.
Tell me about your involvement with FFA at Altus.
My involvement started real early with the Green Hand Quiz, and my FFA advisor always hammering me to know everything in that FFA manual, and has grown into different speech contests and really divulging in my SAE and just working on things that I could always bring back and improve on my family farm.
What do you think FFA has done for you?
Number one, making me a more confident person, for sure. I know coming up into junior high and taking my first ag class, I wasn't the most confident or proud person from where I came from or where I was. And over the years, whatever event it was, just a little bit chipping more and more and kind of molding me into the confident young man I am today.
And currently, where are you at as far as schooling?
I'm a freshman at Oklahoma State University. I'm studying plant soil science and actually just declared a double degree in ag econ.
Thinking about maybe coming back to Southwest Oklahoma?
For sure. I plan on coming back after graduation and getting back on the family farm. I've already missed it in a couple months I've been gone. So, yeah, that's definitely the plan.
Congratulations.
Thank you.